This is the Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au.
Hi and welcome to the Game On TV podcast. I'm Tim.
I am Jason.
And we're back again.
We are after another 1 week hiatus. We have a lot of 1 week hiatuses.
Yeah, it's because of our life preference of meh.
Yeah. We've become bi-weekly.
You've become bi-weekly.
I have.
Is that a preference that you... Is this a new thing? Or
I've decided to come out to our listeners. I am bi-weekly.
Does that mean twice a week?
Actually, it does.
Yeah, so we're doing it, what, Mondays and Thursdays now?
No, it's kind of weird because sometimes it means twice a week. And some people, like, they'll say bi-monthly and they'll either mean... it comes out twice a month, or they'll mean it comes out every 2 months. There's no consistency with the English language. Don't come to me looking for grammar.
Yeah, I'm very confused now because all of a sudden I thought I was missing out on half our podcast. So I like to think that we're doing it once a week, except for last week where we took it off.
Yes, and the week.
No, we did the week
after. The fortnight before that.
Anyway, this is a fantastically interesting podcast. Thanks for joining us.
We're off to a cracking start.
Yeah, that's it for us. Mm. Okay, so in those 2 weeks' time, or the last 2 weeks, has anything interesting happened to you, re-gaming or anything like that?
Just a few things.
Okay, well.
It's been an interesting time. Less so for me,
I think.
I've pretty much played Gears of War. For 2 weeks. That's pretty much what I've done.
This is your Modern Warfare 3, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah.
I haven't played Gears of War 3, although I did have a look at it in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
And it is awesome in 3D.
Is it?
It's the best game that I've seen in 3D. And you would see the review that comes out in the next couple of days.
Our video review?
Yeah, that's coming out on the podcast.
It's very exciting.
On the website, sorry.
Mm.
I just thought the 3D's fantastic.
Okay.
Very lovely. But I've been actually fortunate enough to have a look at a couple of new things that have popped up over the last week or so.
Yeah.
Actually got my hands on the new Assassin's Creed game and played a bit of multiplayer on that.
You did. You did. How did you go with it?
Look, I really liked it. It's very similar to the last outing with the sort of deathmatch that they have where everybody, it's just sort of tweaked a little bit more. But basically the whole vibe is that you choose a character and you go into a map.
Yep.
And you are a unique character.
Okay.
So there are plenty of hologram type characters that float around in this that look like your average villagers or whatever.
Okay.
And it's kind of like if you can think of a training sim type thing.
Yep.
And so you're in this little map and you are given one person to assassinate.
Okay.
And they're also a unique person. So if you have eight people in there, you have eight people all with one person to assassinate. Now, everyone's got a different person. And so you're just walking the streets and you don't know who is going to be the assassin.
Right.
And you could be, you know, coming up on the person you want to kill. You don't want to run at him because if you run at him, he'll see you and he'll start running away. He can counter your attack and kill you and you can lose the contract.
Okay.
And then as you go on, more and more people, like if you start taking down people, then you'll have two people hunting you, then three people hunting you, then four people hunting you, and you become sort of the it guy.
Right.
And it is so much fun. I had such a good time playing it because it's like the maps aren't huge, so you're in this small sort of confined space. And if you walk around really slowly like everybody else, you kind of fit in. But all of a sudden, somebody is like walking really slowly will suddenly run and jump up a wall and jump up a roof. And you're like, well, that's somebody. Is that the person I'm chasing? And, and quite often, I would be just about to take the person out that I was sort of supposed to take out. And just as I'm getting close there, somebody would take me out. And I'd be like, oh, man, I was just about. And it's really funny. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
They will take somebody out. And as they do, and they're sort of standing there in all their glory, as they get their points, you come up and sort of stab them or do something.
Yeah,
if you
right.
stab the wrong person,
yeah.
You lose your contract. And it's a time-based thing. So the more contracts you get, the person who assassinates the most amount of people wins.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. I'm really excited about the online.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's great because, I mean, you know, for a game like for Assassin's Creed, which is...
No. That's... what was his name? Yeah. Creek?
Assassin's Creed Larson.
You wouldn't last a day on the creek.
Yes. Yeah. Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek.
It's great. Because it's, you know, such a story based. It's mainly around its one player
Of course.
Story mission. So to have you excited about the multiplayer, that's a pretty good sign for the game.
It feels good. And I actually, it's a sort of game that multiplayer that I'd go back and play and play and play again. So,
yeah, right.
So yeah, so big ups to Assassin's Creed. I think it comes out in sort of end of November.
Yeah.
And it's very different from your first person shooter and all that sort of stuff. So for me, it's something different that I can get my hands in over Christmas and play a bit of online action.
That's excellent. Did you see any of the, because you went down to Ubisoft to play that, didn't you? Ubisoft, depending on how you want to say it.
Yeah, Ubisoft, they had their big sort of this is everything that's coming out for this year.
Okay.
And I got to have a look at, they've got a massive amount of Kinect games.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they seem to be Kinect heavy. They've got a lot of dancing games.
Okay.
So Just Dance 3, I saw that. And, I just let you know, I got Just Dance, I think it's 2 or 1. I don't even know which one it is. But it came with the Xbox, right?
Yeah.
And it still is sitting there in plastic. At no stage have I thought to myself, you know what would be good right now?
Yeah.
Why don't we just crack open the Just Dance game and just have a bit of a boogie in the lounge room?
I think it's...
not my thing.
It's probably not your thing. It's a it's a party game. I mean, I bought it for my nieces, and they loved it.
Right, but how old are they?
10 and 7, respectively. Yeah.
Bingo. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. So I'm sitting there, and they've obviously got paid people to come in to help promote the games to all the journalists that come in. Because they know no journalist, no real journalist, is going to stand up in front of everybody and shake his booty. And I say his booty because most of them are guys.
Yeah.
So they've got these incredibly attractive women to come down and be the presenters.
Right.
And they're all standing there. Oh, it's so much fun. And, you know, and they're doing, I'm like, I know you're doing me the sales spiel.
Yeah.
And I can see you're having fun in inverted commas.
Yeah.
But it still, you're not going to see me dance 80s retro style to Aha's Take on Me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big party thing for the younger people. I mean, I'm a little bit older and out of the demographic.
I've seen you dance 80s retro style to Take on Me. You're doing it now. And just, it's gorgeous.
Just like Wham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing it then. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is not a video podcast.
That's true.
That could be really sad.
So you saw a few Kinect games.
Right, so I saw that. They had the Black Eyed Peas
experience. Yes. Yes.
And that was another one. And
did you play as Fergie?
You know, they
did you come and ruin the band?
I could tell you a little something.
Yeah.
Something which I thought was really interesting is as it loads up each level, it has a little, you know, nitbit about each of the Black Eyed Peas.
A titbit, do you mean?
One of those as well. And
or a nip-hit. It's like just a quick shot of Fergie's breast. No?
Look, it could have a bit of that in it.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not sure.
Okay.
In fact,
okay.
I think there was a side boob going on, but I don't know who's.
Right.
It might have been Peter Griffin's.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's my side boob. It was just a couple little facts.
Yes.
Is where I'm going with, and things like facts that I don't really care about.
Okay,
like you know, Fergie likes to shop this type of foods.
Yeah,
and I'm like, really, I don't care.
Don't care.
But something which I thought was really interesting is, again, not a huge fan of Just Dance. This is just Dance for you know Black Eyed Peas fans.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was really interesting is that. The game, it reminded me of, you know, your Guitar Heroes.
Yeah.
For dancing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you get boot off and all that sort of stuff. So I can see the sort of the value in the party game for it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, the Just Dance games aren't my thing. The thing I thought was interesting, though, as they were going through, scrolling through all the songs, you go, well, that's a hit, and that's a hit, and that's a hit, and that's it. And you go, wow, there's a lot of Black Eyed Peas. They've done a lot of music that have gone top 40. So as a commercial thing, I think it makes sense to make a game like this.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's aimed at your nieces, your 10-year-olds and your 7-year-olds. Yeah. So it makes sort of sense. So I get why they're doing it.
I think I think there is a huge just market for it. I mean, like, remember you'd go into arcades and stuff like that when Dance Dance Revolution was really taking off, and there were those people that had learnt the full routines and stuff like that.
Right.
I think those people are still around. I think it's not really us. We're not that demographic, but I think there are people who are going out to nightclubs and doing the moves that they've picked up by playing Black Eyed Peas. I don't know.
Well, if I see that Take on Me Aha dance, we're in a lot of trouble.
Just start spinning it.
I don't DJ anymore, man.
That's true. That's true.
So, but you know, look, it's one of those things. I think there are two types in this world of people who can do it. There are people, those arcade people, which predominantly, you know, and I may be incredibly wrong in this, and it may be incredibly racist saying this, but they're usually of Asian background are the ones that are doing it.
I don't know that we can say that.
I don't know. Can we say it? But, okay. I don't know. But I've never seen a white person dance like that. I'm just saying.
No, that's, I mean, I can't disagree with you.
I've never seen it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just like, and if you do, it looks like me dancing at a Wham.
White men can't dance is what you're saying. Have you not seen Step Up to the Streets? It's full of white people dancing.
Correct. I have not seen Step Up to the Streets in 3D or in any other form.
Yeah.
Look, I don't mean it in a racist thing. I'm just like saying that I've just never seen anybody pull off those moves.
I understand.
You know, and if you think I'm going to be the first white guy to do it, I think you're wrong because it's my dicky knee. I can't do it. That left knee just doesn't hold for some of those Black Eyed Pea dance movements.
No, I mean, they're tough, especially when you got to wet your pants and then pour champagne all over yourself. I'm not a huge Fergie fan.
No.
But
I can see that. But there's a whole heap of other stuff which I saw down at Ubisoft. And one of them was called Trackmania, and it's a DLC game.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played
it? Is it Trackmania or Trackmania 2?
Trackmania 2.
Yeah.
And it was actually, it was kind of fun.
Yeah,
it looked great. It's PC only. You can get it now. It's I think it's $24.95 as a download.
Yeah,
And it's basically a community based racing sim. The graphics are fantastic.
Yeah,
and the controls were easy to use. It's just the arrow keys, forward, back, and whatever. You don't have to worry about latency or lag because all it is it takes your best time.
Okay,
and then it puts you on a leaderboard. So it's how fast you can do a lap.
Yep.
The problem that I had with it was that the first time I ever played, the guy's like, well, let's just go into this one.
Yeah.
And it said amateur, and it wasn't. It was like incredibly expert because it's made by the people.
Yeah.
The community.
Yeah.
And it was really weird because there is a sort of level for me that I like to have in a racing game, both graphically and gameplay.
Yeah.
And graphically it was there, but gameplay, because we were on somebody community-based level.
Yeah.
There was no ending for the lap. So what happens is that you go around and you do all these weird things and you go up these hills and it looked great.
Yep.
And you get to a point and then you jump off you go over like a speed hump and all of a sudden there's a wall in front of me and you crash into it and explode.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going, there's somebody sitting there just watching 150 cars slam into a wall, laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
And going, this is hilarious.
It's the sort of when Trackmania 2 was first announced, I remember hearing a bit of buzz. And the attitude was, like, most people were going, oh, I really don't care for it. It I believe you need to be a certain level of insane to really be like that. Your Trackmania fans are slightly insane.
Yeah.
And best that they're building racing maps for people to drive into walls than out, I don't know, shooting people.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is also good.
Yeah.
So, but I had a look at Tintin.
Tintin! Is this Tintin the movie, the game?
The movie, the game.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's also in 3D. Didn't see it in 3D. They weren't set up for 3D.
Okay.
But you could see that it looked like it was done in 3D.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a better graphical version. Is that a word? Graphical?
Sort of, yeah.
version of Prince of Persia.
Okay.
So it had that real sort of like from
like,
the side,
like old school Prince
like
of Persia?
Like old school Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
just
right.
Really pretty. So it had that sort of side-scrolling, you know, puzzle thing where you jump up on platforms and lift yourself up and jump down and do things in canyons and caves.
Yeah.
And it had that feeling and opened up, you know, treasure boxes and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I kind of dug it. I went, that's old school gaming at its best.
Yeah.
In a 3D sort of environment. And graphically, it looks like the movie. So, it's you know, I think it's
is
one
it,
to look for.
Is it a download? Only game?
No, it's going to be sold when the movie gets released.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And, you know, I had a bit of a play on that. I was actually quite impressed with that.
That
was the surprise for me.
Okay.
I mean, I thought Assassin's Creed would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
But the surprise for me was Tintin because I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, and I think that will cross genres as at least for ages. So but just sort of generations. I think kids can play it, but I think also other people, you know, my age and so on will probably get into and sort of, I guess, find that sort of reminiscent sort of Prince of Persia feel and say, and sort of get into the game. So I'm pretty excited about that one. So
cool.
But everything else was I noticed rabbits
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We're coming for the first time on Xbox. So
right.
they're off the Wii.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And again, it's another Kinect game. And it was one of those things. It's like, do you know in the old carnivals,
yep.
the little gophers put their heads up and you
yep.
hit them on the head with the hammers and stuff?
I do indeed.
Well, you have one of those, but with your feet, and the little rabbits come up and you've got to kick them. And again, the lady was there saying, oh, so much fun. I'm like, well, not really. It's kind of annoying. And I'm walking around and just kicking invisible rabbits. And
yeah.
it wasn't really. I mean, again, I think 7-year-old, 10-year-olds,
yeah.
even 12-year-olds would love this. They'd be running around the lounge room and really getting it.
Yeah.
For me, I was kind of bored and I was like, yeah, whatevs.
Yeah.
But, you know. It's different strokes, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm
yeah. A couple of stiff shots of vodka might have changed that for you,
mate. I tell you what, if they supply, there's some really nice food there. But
yeah.
No shots of vodka, mind
no,
you.
Well,
it was
11 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was 10:30.
10:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
And but you know, it's midnight somewhere.
It is.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything else at the Ubisoft?
Well, they
launch
had,
day.
They had one section, which again another Just Dance game.
Okay,
which I saw that they were going down at like a sort of right in the corner. It was where they should be.
Yeah,
and then some people dressed as the lead characters came in, and I thought, oh, I'm really glad I didn't walk down there.
Yeah,
and that is the ABBA experience.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they had the new fitness one as well, which I thought was, you know, whatever, go
cool.
to a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah.
you want. that's about it. So I think there's also one where it was like a motocross where you're riding a push bike and you had to stand there and run. A lot of Kinect stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like they've really gone Kinect heavy.
Okay.
But that's, yeah, look, that's Ubisoft. So.
Fingers crossed, see if the Kinect takes off.
Yeah.
Also, you got your hands on Rage.
I did.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a segment on TV very shortly on Rage.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So that's coming up. I got my hands on it. I'm actually really impressed.
Yeah.
Rage, it looks good. The id Tech 5 engine.
Yep.
You know, as far as textures go and speed of, it's just fantastic. It does feel very blocky and square.
Okay.
Still, it's as far as your movements go, it sort of feels like that Half-Life type of engine where you have a little cross and whatever. Story wise, it's so far isn't as engaging as other games.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, you pretty much just wake up. It starts off really well, but you pretty much just wake up and then all of a sudden you're like just given tasks to do and you can choose which tasks you want to do. You can decline tasks, but why would you decline? I mean, there's no point declining tasks, surely.
Yeah.
So you're not going to play the game. Like, I don't get. You know, I don't know, but it's but you know, you can accept or decline, and you can do it in whatever order you want. But ultimately, you press accept, and then it will give you a little point on the map. We'll just follow this line to here, and
yeah.
it tells you where to go.
Okay,
the world is massive, and the look of it is incredible. I mean, graphically, it really looks stunning. It's amazing. The driving engine is also incredibly good. It's very, very solid. It doesn't feel like it's just added on to a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't find it as responsive as a first-person shooter as, say, games like Modern Warfare or, you know, any of the Call of Duties.
Yeah,
I don't have that same sort of connection. I haven't jumped online yet because I only got it yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll do that over the weekend. But from what I'm looking at, it looks fantastic. Downfall.
Yeah,
the bad parts to it.
Yeah,
if you are on Xbox, it's a 3-disc game.
Yes.
So there's disc swapping that's got to go on, and also it took like for the PlayStation version.
Yeah,
which is what I was on.
Yeah,
it took at least half an hour to install.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of like if you get this game, you want to first of all, you got to download a patch as you always do.
Yeah,
and then once that patch is up, it takes another half an hour on top of that just before you even get into the game.
Yeah, right.
So if you get the game over the weekend, or whenever you get the game, if you check it out. Highly recommend do because it's a good game, but just expect that when you're really keen to play it and you put that disc in, it's going to take you at least, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes before you even start.
Yeah,
so
right.
So stick it on and watch some telly.
Okay, well, I have the 3-disc Xbox version, which
lucky you.
Spend the weekend installing, and I'll try and play a bit of that. But it sounds pretty good. Tell me this: how did you go with John Goodman? Because watching the trailers, I went that voice is not fitting that face at all.
I didn't even realize it was John Goodman.
Yeah, really?
So who is I am John Goodman, is it?
No, the guy that saves you
Is John Goodman. John Goodman, right. Yeah, because I say, I haven't actually spoken. I'm the quiet...
No, you're the silent protagonist, which I was looking at Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
I was having a read, they were doing a thing about, you know, is it time for the silent protagonist to go?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm finding the story not as engaging as other stories.
Yeah.
I think to just be given tasks and then sent off, like the first task, and this is a spoiler alert for anyone, but it doesn't really matter. The first task that you get is, can you go off and kill these people?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, hang on a tick. I don't know who they are. I've just woken up from a, you know, 150-year sleep or whatever, 135-year sleep. The world is very different to when I last left it.
Okay.
I got attacked by some sort of weird-looking dudes. You saved me. And now what's happening is you've given me a weapon. Now you want me to go off and kill, like, everyone.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, well, I don't think there's much of a motivation to do that.
Yeah.
And me being me, I'm not really a fighter by nature. So my first instinct is, well, no, I don't want to kill somebody. Maybe we can go and talk to them.
Yeah. My moral compass is not so skewed, sir.
It's exactly.
And you were saying to me earlier as well, he says, you know, go and do this and I'll give you a better weapon.
Correct.
Now, this is one of my issues with that sort of trope in your first-person shooter, you know, your action-adventure game, is give me the good weapon now.
Yeah,
you know,
well, it'll make the job a lot easier.
Yeah,
if you want me to take out these dudes.
Yeah,
and so I actually felt when I was playing the first level, I felt like maybe this is a test, and I'll come back and then you go. We had to see because it's actually quite tricky the first level.
Okay,
it's going to be easy. You know, it's going to be a piece of cake, and you just got to go do it. They're not tricky sort of people.
Yeah.
And you sort of get in there and then you're being attacked from all sides and they're all over the place. And you're like, wow. And he's giving you like a pea shooter to go and do some damage. And the problem is that you get back to the end. I thought he was going to say, we needed to test you to make sure you were strong enough to do it. Now I'm going to give you the good weapon.
Yeah.
No, he's like, yep, okay, thank you for doing that. Okay, here's your armor. Now, if you want a better weapon than that, you got to go speak to this person and he can help you out and maybe they can build you a buggy. And then you go off and do that and they're like, okay, you've got the buggy, but the parts don't work, so you're going to have to go off and get some parts to fix your buggy. And it keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I'm enjoying it. I'm not hating it. I'm enjoying the game. And the game looks amazing and it runs at 60 frames a second.
Right.
So it's, you know, if you've got the technology, the TVs and the monitors to, you know, portray what it is, you know, it's very nice. It's very PC looking.
Yeah.
It has save points very similar to PC, where you have to go in and actually save at points. You know, whichever point you want, you can just hit the save.
Okay.
Beautiful thing about the PC is that you have the quick save button, where you just, you know, you can play and you just press the quick save and continue playing. With this, you have to stop, go into a menu, save. Are you sure you want to save? Yes. Where do you want to save? I want to save it there. Are you sure you want to save it there? Yes. You save it, save it, save it, save it, save it, save it. You're back at that menu, so you got to go out of that menu, out of the next menu, out of the next menu, resume game.
Yeah, okay.
And you go, oh, now I've got to the next bit, now I've got to save, and you got to do that process again.
Really?
Or you start right back at the beginning of that
level.
So
there's no real quick save.
No quick save on it. So,
yeah, okay.
So that was kind of, it may be different on the Xbox, but on the PlayStation, and there seems to be a lot of loading in between levels and stuff. So if you go into this area and go, oh, I don't want to go there, I've got to go back, it's kind of like, then you have to sit there and watch it load.
Yeah.
Again, in saying that, it looks beautiful. I can understand why it takes so long to load, because it's a massive, massive game. You have to see it to have a look. When you when you stand up, you go up to like tops of mountains and things, and you look out, it doesn't just drop off. I mean, you can see, and the thing is, you can go all the way over to the other side of the mountain. I mean, it is massive, expansive game. And for that, even just for the engine, just to have a look at the textures and stuff, it is really worth picking up. And it's only like $69.
Really?
So it's relatively cheap.
That's pretty pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and I think for anybody who has plenty of hard drive space and doesn't mind installing, you know, watching a install bar go for half an hour, it's definitely worthwhile checking out.
Excellent.
So big ups to Rage.
I look forward to checking it out. I got my hands on... I played a little bit of Burnout Crash.
Crash!
Available on the Xbox Live Arcade. No secret, you know, I am a big fan of the Burnout franchise and the sort of crash section of it, which disappeared from subsequent games, was a huge disappointment to me. And so I was really looking forward to Burnout Crash. You know, the first disappointment came when they announced it was going to be a top-down style
thing. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They
just
were kind of
like they normally do it.
Yeah, and the problem is it they were saying, you know, essentially when you take the driving out of it, this is all it ever was. And it's not. It doesn't feel anything like
the
crash mode in...
That's like them saying for Gran Turismo 5. Is that what they're up to? GTA 5 now? Whatever comes next?
So
GTA 5, we're going back to GTA 1 where we're looking just from... But it's the same game.
Yeah.
You're still in cars running around and doing stuff, but we're looking at you back from a satellite view.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's different.
It's because it's a download-only game. They kind of went, oh, look, you know, we'll follow the Grand Theft Auto mode where Grand Theft Auto went back to its early roots. It's not fun. I didn't really enjoy it. I wouldn't say it's worth the download, to be honest.
They haven't done that, by the way. I'm just saying it's like Grand Theft Auto.
No, but Grand Theft Auto did.
Well,
they brought out Chinatown Wars. They went back to a top down
right,
kind
but
of
that
scrolling
was
thing.
That was like Nintendo DS,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's basically, you know, this is a download only. They're not putting too much effort into it, and it shows. I'm not going to be that critical of it. I guess you might find some fun in it. I didn't find it that enjoyable, but I did go into it with a hell of a lot of expectations that just certainly weren't met. You know, it's just the lack of crash mode has been a constant disappointment, and I thought this was going to be the resolution to it, and it's not. So if you don't expect that, you might enjoy it. I didn't.
Not from top down. Not interested.
Yeah.
Also, they lost Striker, didn't they? From K-Rock.
They lost Striker early, yeah.
He was good, though. I liked him.
He was all right, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to Striker. Made me feel like I was in LA.
Yeah. He was good. He was a DJ with heart.
And comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had some shtick, mate.
I didn't mind his shtick.
Had some shtick.
Another game I played. I've played a lot of this game on my iPhone, a Disney game.
Oh, Little Mermaid, yes. You've been all over that.
Yeah.
All over Little Mermaid.
It's not Little Mermaid. It's called Where's My Water?
Right, another one.
Yeah, it's a physics-based game in the mold of Cut the Rope, really.
Yeah.
I mean, very similar to Cut the Rope.
Where is his water?
His water is in a. Basically, he's a crocodile who's wanting a shower, and his water is waylaid by a network of acids and dirt with rubber duckies.
That's
and
not
going
to clean him.
No, but you have to dig a hole for him to get his water. That's essentially the premise of the game. Something that I really did like about it. I really enjoyed it. I love Cut the Rope. You know, if you're looking for another Cut the Rope experience, this is very good. Something I really did like about it. It doesn't employ the accelerometer at all. You're basically cutting in a thing. But as you go through, you collect hidden items and they unlock bonus levels. And the bonus levels are all about employing the accelerometer in your iPhone, which was just kind of a strange that they only employed the technology for one part of the game. But really enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. I got about probably a good 10 hours worth of gameplay out of it. It's not super easy. You know, there are some puzzles which take a bit of solving. It's only 99 cents, I think. It's absolutely worth picking up, you know, as a good a dalliance game for your iPhone.
Nice.
That's about it for me for gaming news. Do you have anything else?
I do. I've got a couple more things.
Yeah.
Had a go at Forza Motorsport 4.
Oh, did you now?
Had a bit of a sneaky peek preview.
And how'd you go?
Mate, I actually, first of all, I got to say, wow.
It looks gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the thing that really got me about that, apart from the graphics being just incredibly amazing.
Yep.
It's Kinect. So the old This Is Me Driving from True Romance was me driving.
Really?
I had my arms sort of out the front just pretending I was in the steering wheel, and the hands on the steering wheel were imitating my hands.
Okay.
And you can gear shift and things. And the thing that really got me, though, was like, apart from it being quite responsive, was that some of the levels were like 11 minutes long.
Wow.
And so my arms are out the front for 11 minutes. And this is actually kind of tiring after a round holding nothing. I think it would actually be easier if I was holding something.
Well, that's the thing as well, is you don't drive a car with your arms in the air. Your arms are relaxing on the wheel. You have nothing to relax on.
You don't have to play it on the Kinect.
Yeah, right.
But it was just how it was set up that I was on the Kinect. I love the novelty of the Kinect.
Okay.
Of driving like that. I was like, this is something really, really different.
I didn't get a chance to play everything.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really solid. Okay. So that's I'm telling you right now, the Forza Motorsport 4. Game on.
Game on, right.
A lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Also, Battlefield 3 had a bit of a sticky beak of that. Haven't played it yet. Just had a look.
Okay.
It's looking pretty sharp. I mean, I don't know if it's it could be better than
Get out of here.
Could be better than,
Modern Warfare.
I didn't say that. I'd never say that.
MW3.
I'd never say that.
I'm putting these words in your mouth.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that what you're suggesting? Or are you saying it could be better than, Burnout
Crash? Water?
Yeah. It won't be better than Where's My Water? Trust me.
No, right.
Yeah.
It's looking very sweet. And I'm very keen to get my hands on it. I'm hoping to get my hands on it next week.
Okay.
And I'll let you know if I do. But I'll tell you what, it's looking pretty solid.
Okay.
I think for someone like me, again, I just suck at the multiplayer on Battlefield.
Yeah.
And I know that it's the same for people with the Call of Duty. It's pretty relentless.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I'm just good at that game.
Yeah.
Battlefield, I'm not great at.
Yeah.
But I've had a look at some of the in-flight stuff. Like, you can get into, you know, the whole thing about Battlefield is that you spawn in the multiplayer. You spawn in your team.
Okay.
And then you have to take over certain points, which is very similar to, the Star Wars games with the Battlefront games.
Yeah,
Star Wars, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
There's some of my favorite games with those ones.
Yeah.
And, but I just find that, you know, I'll take two steps and some sniper will just snipe me and I'm gone. And then I'll respawn two steps and get sniped again.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the replay. So it doesn't, you can't see where you're being shot from.
Yeah.
You're just being shot.
Yeah.
And so if I knew I was being shot from that guy, I'd work it out and then go, well, I can't walk that way. I need to walk around this way.
Yeah.
But in saying that, getting into the planes, having a look at the planes, and you're flying these jet planes.
Yeah.
So think about how big the map is. If you can jump in a plane and then fly around and shooting people at, you know, supersonic sound, you know, whatever it is, speed, sound, or whatever, flying around doing all this sort of stuff.
It's a big old jet airliner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a pretty big map there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think, and then the single player on Battlefield 3 looks sensational.
All the footage that's coming out is it's a sexy looking game.
Oh, man.
So was Modern Warfare. I mean, I was really impressed with the hands-on that we got with Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yeah.
It was sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, and it too runs at 60 frames a second. So,
yeah.
So it's, look, I just think it's the winners are the consumers this year. I think we've got some really good games coming out.
Yeah.
And if you're into first-person shooters, you know, if you're a shooter fan, then your days are up now because I think Battlefield 3 comes out in a fortnight, 14 days.
Really?
And then 2 weeks after that is... MW3.
Yeah, right.
That was the Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au. We hope you had fun.